This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
And tonight we start in Uzbekistan. Not a very nice or cheerful story, but the community, LGBT plus community, is being driven underground. There's been some vicious attack on the blogger and supporter of the blogger. And because of the fear of homophobic backlash, they really are keeping a very low profile. The blogger is Mirasis Bazarov. And he has been hospitalized with really serious injury. He was beaten up by three masked men with a baseball bat at the end of March.
There's photos on our Facebook page. This blogger has been a vocal critic of the president, yeah. And has been calling for LGBT gatherings at holy sites to protest the criminalisation of same-sex relations that they currently have in Uzbekistan.
Up to 3 years in prison for same-sex relations. So, it may be even illegal very soon to talk about overthrowing this legislation. So they're putting steps in place to even make the discussing of potentially removing this legislation illegal.
So it's an amendment to the criminal code which bans insult and slander of the president.
So yes, no, it's not a very good situation there. It kind of reminded me a bit of a situation in Chechnya, really.
Yeah, not far off.
Yeah.
Of course, they're also trying to stipulate that same-sex relations are against family, children, and morality,
which is a very common theme in Eastern Europe and all these previous USSR countries. Matt.
Across to Ghana, and we're actually chasing down this story in a bit more detail because there's a lot been happening in Ghana, and LGBT rights, in a funny way, have become a very high-profile issue. Unfortunately, again, it's not the most positive thing, but the Speaker of the House, the Parliament in Ghana, has rejected any plea for just the most basic of LGBT rights, calling it an abomination. This was instigated because Australia's High Commissioner to Ghana asked the Parliament to consider passing legislation in favour of LGBT rights. So interesting that Australia's Foreign Affairs Department had sort of put this forward. They had a meeting there at the Parliament urging the lawmakers to curtail further, to stop curtailing the rights of queer citizens there, and they sort of came out with, we're not trying to promote or encourage the LGBT people in Ghana. So we really want to chase this one down and find out what's going on. There's been a series of things going on there of, mainly verbal attacks, and a lot coming from the government itself.
Yeah, and I mean, there's always the threat of being put in prison, so that's something we need to keep in mind. Across to Ireland, where there's a study showed that an overwhelming majority of LGBT plus teachers are scared to come out of school. And that came from the union who surveyed people. People are really fearful of being discriminated against or prejudiced.
Does that surprise you?
Not really.
It doesn't surprise me either.
No.
And even from what we've experienced here with what was the Safe Schools program, which was well accepted by the teaching profession, but then sort of became a political football.
Yeah, I mean, there's something really worrying there. They reported that 89% of teachers have not received any training on stopping homophobic and transphobic bullying or presenting issues for both LGBT plus teachers and students. So there's not even this basic training on, so how can people feel safe working in this environment.
And that probably feeds into the fear, because if you haven't been empowered on how to deal with it, then you're going to be sort of reticent to sort of cause waves there as well.
And I don't know, I mean, correlation is not causation, but 90% of schools are run by a religious denomination in Ireland.
Yeah. So contrast that to the show we did on Scotland. They've got the Tyre Project, Time for Equality, and it's a really... really progressive, forward-thinking, you know, education program for kids and that as well.
Yeah. Yes.
Finally, the United States, where administering the coronavirus vaccine has become a bit of an issue for the trans community.
Yeah, that's right.
So one of the US pharmacy chains has changed its online registration forms for COVID-19 vaccinations after trans people complained about being asked to declare their birth sex.
So I thought it was a thing of the past.
I know, wouldn't you?
Especially in the US. I mean, for this kind of thing, it's just...
It was completely foreign to me. But instead of saying gender, they put down birth sex, which is kind of crazy. The company's, trans issues in America are at a heightened level. They've come that way throughout the Trump era. So I'm sure there's lots of trans people who are advocating for change. The company has made the change to fix that up, which is really good, and say they are committed to providing equal access to vaccines regardless of individual sex, gender, race or ethnicity.
And they've told Thomson Reuters Open Leaf Foundation, who reported on this, that they are committed to administering the vaccine regardless of gender.
It sounds like a no-brainer, doesn't it? This virus does not discriminate at all.
No, and we've reported on that many times in this program.
Absolutely. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.